I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And so anytime we talk about the Steelers, we like to bring in our good friend Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette, who we haven't talked to in a while. Ray, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
I am I'm okay, man. I'm okay. How about that? For an answer.
I've been busy, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I've been busy. That's a great answer. Okay, so you've got a guy here in Antonio Brown whose behavior seems to be getting more and more bizarre and is now to a point where, as Ed wrote, it seems like it's the point of no return. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see how the Steelers could be thinking about going down that path. So I think now we're at the point. You know, when we talked last, we were probably talking about, you know, can they get a first-round pick for him? You know, before this news broke, Ed asked an NFL exec what he would give for Antonio Brown last week at the Super Bowl. And Ed wrote this today that it was like a fifth or sixth-round pick. And this was before this happened. So apparently around the league, you know, the word is out. There's obviously off-field problems here. And this latest bit of bad behavior, as you mentioned, Paul, doesn't stand alone. I mean, it came on the heels of other episodes of erratic behavior. So his trade value now is minimal, and you probably have to go down that road of thinking, are we going to take what we get for him? Do we just outright release him? Or do we try in some way to rehabilitate him? I don't think that option is going to be on the table, so I think it's take what you can get for him or just go ahead and release him.
Yeah, I mean, I just think there comes a point, Ray, where it just doesn't feel like it is going to work and there's no chance of it working ever again. I think we're there, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, how many, you know, Ed detailed it in his story today. You know, he threatened to break the jaw of an ESPN reporter. There was the mini camp episode with the reporters. There has just been so many things within the last year that have taken place, probably five or six things that are very, very strange. And they'd be strange on their own, but when you add them all together, it gets to the point where, yeah, I mean, you're thinking about just cutting ties with the guy and moving your organization along. And listen, it's a shame for the Steelers. They invested a lot in this guy after the 2016 season. They knew his behavior was, you know, let's say odd. I know Art Rooney said they had to deal with some little annoyances, but these aren't little annoyances anymore. These are very big annoyances, and it has the organization contemplating what his future is going to be with the team.
Yeah, and that's a big thing when you look at it. And again, I think we're also to the point, like you said, where if you have to give him away for nothing, you almost have to, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, what team out there, you know, the Raiders are always, they're always a renegade team. And I suppose, listen, they gave up a third-round pick for Martavis Bryant when no one else was thinking about doing that. So maybe, you know, a guy who's twice as talented as Bryant, you know, maybe a team like that, a desperate team, would be willing to give up a mid-round pick for him. But, you know, the days of Steelers fans dreaming of getting fair value in return for Brown, those days are over. I mean, everything that's happened since the end of the season has just been really bad for the Steelers. And you know, I'm not one of these people, but I'm sure there are people out there who are criticizing the Steelers for not trading him right away. And the Steelers sort of took the approach, we're going to sit back, we're going to field offers, and we're going to try to get max value for the guy. But in hindsight, you know, maybe they should have dealt this guy in early January or mid-January before any of this stuff broke. But like I said, that'd be hard for Art Rooney and Kevin Colbert to see, but I'm sure that opinion is out there right now.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely it. Ray, when you look at it now, that's just sort of the where they're at and the way that it has gone. You watch the Super Bowl, I'm assuming. You see Brady hoist the sixth trophy. Is there just come a point where even if you think they're cheaters and everything else, that you just sort of have to admire what they've done?
Yeah, I mean, the thought of a seventh isn't that far off. I mean, Brady has he's shown no signs of wanting to step away. Neither has Belichick, and they get it done. I mean, Julian Edelman is a good receiver, but you know that talk about him being a Hall of Famer is crazy. They just get it done with good to very good players. They don't need these stars. Like the Steelers have produced over the years. They just find guys that fit their system, and, you know, they're in it every single year. You know, and it's crazy to think about, but think how many close Super Bowls this team has lost, too. I know they've won a bunch of close ones, too, but, you know, and I think this is what now, nine Super Bowls for Brady. He's 6-3, but he very easily could be 8-2 or 9-1. That's how consistent and how good these guys have been here for a very long time now.
It is absolutely incredible. You look around the AFC, Ray, honestly, it looks to me like it'll probably be the same cast of characters fighting for the Super Bowl from the AFC again next year, right?
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes isn't going away. The Chiefs are going to be good. They made a change with their defensive coordinator, so their defense was sort of their Achilles heel this year. So, you know, maybe they'll be able to take that next step next year. Maybe the Colts, if they can add a piece or two in the offseason, they got a lot of cap space. Maybe they can make some moves. But, yeah, you know, I don't – at this point, it's hard to envision the Steelers being a contender. I don't think the Ravens are there. So, I think it's going to be the same teams. Maybe the Chargers, even though Rivers is aging. I think it's going to be pretty much the same teams. And I'm going to be honest with you, Paul. I would be surprised if Brady and the Patriots at least are in the championship game next year, if not the Super Bowl.
Ray, great stuff as always. And thank you so much for taking some time, sir.
All right, Paul. We'll talk to you later.
All right, that's Ray Fittipaldo breaking it down. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.